I can rate David 7 out of 10.
Okwamanje they will try and consider a local coach.
You don't want any Tom and Jerry, bo.
6 out of 10.
Fans say the craziest things. This is the Fan Reaction Show.
Good day and welcome to the Fan Reaction Show. Late last week, Orlando Pirates and Fadlu Davids parted ways. Davids joined the organization in 2019 as an assistant coach and will leave the club upon the expiration of his contract at the end of this month. Ever professional and always disciplined in his approach, Mr. Davids leaves the club having performed his duty in an exemplary manner, confirmed Orlando Pirates in a statement on the club's official website. Because of this news, we decided to ask you all, how do you rate Davids' time at the Buccaneers, and what steps do you think Pirates should take in terms of finding a new permanent coach? Lately, we've seen clubs releasing players left, right and centre, and some players' contracts aren't being renewed. And because we're in a transfer window, we wanted to ask you, which players do you want your teams to sign and why? As usual, you sent your voice notes through and you didn't disappoint. I am your host, Aiden, and this is the Fan Reaction Show. Let's kick things off with Fadlu Davids and Orlando Pirates parting ways.
Fadlu, we have sent him to the Pirates, especially get Scott Sacken or Micho. No, that's in power. Experience we told you, Leo Nayo. It's just that we can say, yeah, I think for Batolu coach, I think they must consider one of their legends. Let's say Batolu, I think that will be a solution because Paris, yeah, they lost their culture. Abazalala flowing football. Yeah, but Paris, I think Paris is bad. Mele kala ukuthi bathole i-structure kala then babuyisele igame yabo nebelokho beyidlala then ke things will flow. Okwamanje they will try and consider a local coach.
All the best to Coach Fadlu. Mhlawumbe zikhona indlela abamvulela zona. Bekasebenza kahle Orlando Pirates. Orlando Pirates, the only thing mele ithole a coach, permanent coach, ungazi kube assistant.
Yeah, mina uFadlu David ngamrate, ngamnikeza i-6 out of 10. Yangithola. Uyenzile umsebenzi wakhe. Siyabonga as Pirates supporters. Simfisela okuhle ukuya phambili. Simfisela okuhle ukuya phambili. Thola umsebenzi. Asebenzise le experience ayithole ku-Pirates. And mina when lenye le coach le bengiwisha mina iwish yami ukuthi yazini iPirates futhi ingathatha uBenny McCarthy because le yaka Denton Smalisela ay ingathi izosihlula. Ngiyabonga.
From my side to David Fadlu, first of all I would like to say sending a farewell to them. It was nice to be with us to Orlando Pirates Football Club. I think there's a learning a lot to a big team. I think the time servicing our team currently, yes, it was coming on the wrong time when we're supposed to give us what you call service delivery. Unfortunately, it did not happen. But as a football supporters, we know sometimes it's difficult to plan. And then sometimes other plan is not going the way you like.
Pirates ukuthi ibe la ine khona and the izinto bezenzeka ngakhona ku Pirates they've tried ukuwina e Africa but they didn't, they lost. So ngamanye umgama mina for mina nje I Pirates yadlala ifuneka umuntu we understand nayo I Pirates. So I wish him well, I wish him good la yakhona. So the yeah konke ahambe kahle asifisele inhlanhla lapho ayakhona. Then yeah, ilokho nje.
I can rate David 7 out of 10 because what he has done, the improvement of the team, the competitiveness, the new management style, the improvement of the game, the psychological preparation for players, then I can give him 7 out of 10. But because he wasn't given enough time, I would have given him 9. But now for Pirates, one, Skrima Shabalala must be off the field, remain in the office, do the administration. Two, Orlando Pirates is a big club. They need to fix their development structures. They need to produce their own players. They must spend and invest more into youth development, and then also youth development for coaches to build for the next coming 20, 50 years, and the philosophy of maintaining the Orlando Pirates football.
With the departure of coach Fatu Davis at Orlando Pirates, I think it's a fair decision that he took, or the team took, for him to leave, because this time that he has spent at Orlando Pirates, he didn't deliver. He was not even promising. And when Nkosi came over, I think he also stepped back a bit. Nkosi took over as now the main coach.
Swiftly moving on to the players you wish your teams would sign.
Mina I'm not telling the team I signed to Chris Malatata because shooting a striker Pambi, to Chris is over right for a striker midfield and along to cities. May I sign a Loma player to defender Mshambi one?
Kaizer Chiefs to sign the better players. What do you need to do factually to make sure it is going to compete with the teams like Sundowns? You need to sign the players like Bongani Zungu. You need to sign the players like Mashego at the Cape Town seat. You need to sign the players like Tembos Lounge. You need to sign the local players like Massad as well. Katisango from Belgium, Cameroon striker Bella. And then you need to go to the development as well. There's a good players there. I saw some players, a striker from University, and then another striker from Cape Town Stars, All Stars. I believe if you can do that, Chiefs can do well accordingly. Just get from local players and go overseas. If you can get that Kodisang, Belgium, Cameroon, Bella, and other players. But at the moment, I can see they're still on the right track. Release some old players and get young stars and strong players.
Stop signing any Tom and Jerry. You don't want any Tom and Jerry bo Akumi bo Kambole anymore. You need center back. You need central midfield, attacking midfield, two top strikers. Not just ordinary strikers. No. Quality. You must just go and check that. Egypt, Nigeria, Ivory Coast, etc. Not signing players there from Lesotho. Don't want Lesotho strikers. No. This is Kaizer Chiefs.
I wish to see Evidence Makuba from Baroka. I wish to see Bongani Zungu before Sundown snatch him. And I also wish to see Upuleng Moody from Golden Arrows to build our team, and then Ikosi Blishai next season.
I would like to see Kaizer Chiefs signing quality players. And by saying quality players, I'm not saying every player is quality. There are players who are quality to the small teams and players that are quality to Kaizer Chiefs. Kaizer Chiefs need players that has got hunger to play football, players that knows what they want to achieve in their career, players that will respect supporters, players that will respect technical team, players that will respect management, players that will respect the bet of the team. Those are the players that I want Kaizer Chiefs to.
The Fan Reaction Show is a team effort driven by the following members of the Sokola Duma podcast team. The show is hosted, produced, and edited by Aidan Hewitt, and the graphics are provided by David Scullard. Brought to you by Sokola Duma.